Hey everyone, and welcome. So, Eden, you know how there's this huge push right now for like everything to be in paper packaging? You see it everywhere.
Oh, absolutely, Nate. It's become this big symbol of being eco-friendly, right? Like, if it's paper, it must be better for the environment.
Yeah, that's the perception for sure. But we were actually looking into this really interesting article on Inline Plastics' website, and it turns out that especially for food businesses, switching to paper isn't always the straightforward, greener choice that people think it is. In fact, there's some pretty significant downsides.
Oh, totally. And it's not just about the initial sticker price of the packaging itself. It goes way deeper than that.
Yeah, way deeper. So where should we even start with this? I mean, one of the biggest things that jumped out at me from the article was visibility.
Oh, yes. That's huge, isn't it? Because customers buy with their eyes. If they can't see the product, how are they going to want to purchase it?
Exactly. The article gave this great example of a major grocery chain that switched their bakery items to black paper boxes with just like a tiny little plastic window, and sales just plummeted.
Wow. So I guess people didn't know what was inside or, just wasn't appealing.
Pretty much. They couldn't see those beautiful pastries or whatever, and those are often impulse buys, right? So if you can't see it, you're not going to grab it. Plastic, it's clear. Paper obviously isn't.
Yeah, it's that split-second decision in a grocery store. You really only have like 2.5 seconds, a German study said, to grab a consumer's attention. So if it's hidden, you've lost that sale.
Yeah. Totally. And then beyond visibility, the hidden costs even. Oh my gosh, everyone thinks paper is cheaper, but it's rarely the case once you factor everything in.
Yeah. It's not just the per unit cost. You're talking about needing special coatings, right? To like prevent liquids from seeping through, and moisture-resistant liners for freshness.
Uh-huh. And, they often add those transparent plastic window films anyway, just to get a little bit of visibility back. So you're basically adding plastic back into your paper.
Yeah. And then the assembly, I didn't even think about that. Like, if you're getting flat packed boxes, which many paper options are, you're paying for labor to, fold them all.
Exactly. So you might think you're saving money, but between the coatings, the liners, the windows, and the labor to assemble them, that economical paper box often ends up costing as much, if not more, than a plastic alternative. It's pretty wild.
And that leads right into operational efficiency too, doesn't it? Because like you said, the assembly takes time. Plastic often just arrives pre-assembled, ready to go.
Exactly. And then you think about product quality and protection. This one really surprised me, actually. Paper can actually draw moisture out of baked goods.
Yes. The article said it could turn your muffin into a scone, which is just not what you want, right? It speeds up staleness, reduces shelf life. That's a huge waste issue, too.
Huge. And structurally, paper's just not as durable. So, more product damage during transport, handling, plus tamper evidence. With paper, you've just got like a staple or a piece of tape, which someone can easily rip off and,
and grab a dumpling with their bare hands and reseal it. Yikes. That's a big health concern right there.
Yeah, it really is. And on the health note, the article also brought up potential issues with inks used in printing on paper packaging. Some of them can contain heavy metals. And then those PFAS substances in the linings.
Oh, PFAS are definitely a concern. They're called forever chemicals for a reason. They don't break down easily, and they've been linked to a lot of health issues. So it's not quite as simple as just paper is natural, therefore it's always safe.
No, definitely not. And that brings us to the sustainability pros and cons, which are, pretty nuanced. We always hear paper is recyclable and biodegradable.
Right. And it can be if it's just pure paper and disposed of properly. But what happens when it's mixed with those plastic film windows or those liners that make it grease resistant?
Yeah, then it often ends up in a landfill, undermining the whole recyclable argument. Plus, paper production itself is really resource intensive, takes a lot of water and energy, and frankly, has a larger carbon footprint in the production phase compared to plastic.
So basically, what started as a good intention for greener packaging has turned into a bit of a cautionary tale, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's not a simple black and white choice. Businesses really need to look at the whole picture, the visibility, the true hidden cost, how it affects our operations, product quality, health concerns, and the actual environmental impact. Sometimes going green can actually leave you, you know, seeing red on your balance sheets.
Yeah, it's all about making informed decisions, isn't it? Understanding that there are trade-offs with any material.
For sure. So if you're looking for clear, durable, tamper-resistant packaging, plastic often is the better choice. But if you're packing something dry like nuts or seeds and spaced pre-assembly is a huge factor, paper could be right. It just depends.
Yeah, it's really about testing what works best for your specific business and product. So that's it for this discussion.
Thanks for tuning in.